innovation, resilience, communication, leadership, decisiveness, and openness. Do you see how they all work together? When I say innovation and resilience and decisiveness and openness and communication and leadership, do you see how those soft skills come together to create incredible talent in you? Hey everybody, Tamara here. Welcome back to another episode, whether you're watching us on our YouTube channel or listening on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, any one of the players, welcome back. It's so good to be with you. Today, we are talking about the soft skills of success. In fact, the top six that you need to really thrive in this complex, ever-changing world that we are now in. So we interviewed 250 everyday innovators, people like you and me across the globe, people who are business leaders, aspiring leaders, entrepreneurs, business owners, to find out what are the soft skills that are helping them drive success, helping them adapt and pivot, helping them actually achieve their goals. And there are six that rose to the top. I don't think you'll find these surprising. In fact, I kind of hope you don't. I definitely don't, but I think it is really important to recognize them, understand them, and I think most importantly, intentionally work to strengthen them in ourselves. I think with a lot of soft skills, it can be very easy to get lazy, to not put effort into that, to just assume it's happening, but it's often not. Your brain, while not technically a muscle, in this way actually acts like one. So the more we strengthen it, the more exercise, the more we're intentional about it, the stronger it gets. The more we don't, the weaker it gets. Pretty simple. All right, before I dig into the six, let me just share with you one of my favorite resources out there right now. It's so simple. It's called Hydromate, and it is my favorite of all favorite water bottles. Listen, I never thought that I'd say that I love a water bottle. It's a water bottle, but there's something about this one that I absolutely love. And it's got these check marks on the side that say, like, let me see here. I'm going to pull up and look. I've got mine right here. If you're on YouTube, you can see it. And ready, set, go. You've got it. Keep drinking. Halfway there. No excuses. A little bit more. You made it. I don't know. It's strangely motivating. What can I say? I try to drink a gallon of water a day. And so that's two of my Hydromates. And it just, this water bottle is the bomb diggity. I'll tell you, I've never loved a water bottle the way I love this Hydromate. And here's the thing. We need to stay hydrated every day, innovators. We need it to do the things we want to do, to have that energy, to play at that higher level. When we're dehydrated, we get lazy, we get tired, exhausted, we get mental fog. So there's a direct correlation between hydration and your mental game. So while I say the Hydromate with kind of a smile, know that it actually helps you, not just physically, but also mentally. All right, go get your Hydromate. Now, let's dig into soft skills. First of all, I want to explain what I mean by soft skills, because I think that's one of those phrases that gets bantered around a lot, but means different things to different people. So according to Indeed.com, which most of you know is one of the biggest recruiting kind of matching job in person and employee website out there, here's what soft skills are. They're personality traits or behaviors that help a candidate succeed interpersonal and behavioral versus technical. So let me break that down. So they're personality traits or behaviors that help a candidate succeed, and they're interpersonal and behavioral versus technical. So versus like the skills that you need to technically do your job, whether that's a marketing job or a scientific job, right? We all have skills that we need to do it. This is more about the interpersonal and the behavior skills. And what I've really come to find in my 25 plus years of work and research is that those that rise above the rest of the crowd, they have incredible interpersonal and behavioral skills above the technical. Here's the thing about technical that I think many of us have experienced in the last 2 years. Technical skills can disappear. They can become irrelevant. But interpersonal skills, soft skills, are everlasting. All right, so let's talk about those soft skills. As I mentioned, we interviewed 250 everyday innovators, people like you and me, on what are the soft skills that really help them succeed, help them navigate change, help them rise to the top, help them achieve things. And six came to the top. So what I want to do is I want to share with you those six. I want to describe them so that we're not making assumptions about what they are or just kind of putting them through our filters. So I want to describe them. And then I also want to give you a very simple activity that you could do right now to strengthen it. Remember, the brain is like a muscle, so we need to intentionally strengthen it. And as I'm going through these, I want you to think about where you fall on a, you know, scale of 1 to 5. Are you super strong in this area? And for you, it's about sharpening and honing that skill. Or maybe it's a little bit dormant, a little bit weak, and you need to dial it up a little bit more. I promise you all six matter. So this isn't a matter of ranking. This is a matter of these are the, of all the soft skills you could have, these are the six that rise to the top. And here's the beauty of soft skills. No matter where you are, so whether you are on the strong side of that 1 to 5 scale or on the weak side of the 1 to 5 scale, is you can improve them. So let me explain what they are, and then let me give you the exercise for each of them. Okay, let's go through all six. The first one is innovation, and that's that ability to innovate, creative problem solve, critical thinking, that ability to adapt, to navigate change. Innovation isn't just about a new product, a new technology. It is truly about thinking differently about what's right in front of you to create a new outcome, a new advantage. So that ability to innovate is actually an incredible soft skill that we all have inside of us that many of us need to strengthen. Now for you, the thing that you can do to get stronger in innovation right now, if you're like, I need to dial that up, I'm getting a little set in my ways, maybe a little jaded, maybe I'm relying too much on success from the past to try to move me forward. We both know that doesn't work. For you, the exercise is, I want you to get curious. That's the exercise. But let me get more specific than that, because I'm sure you hear that all the time. And it always frustrates me because I think, well, what does that mean, get curious? I want you to ask one inciting question in the next 24 hours. What do I mean by inciting? Well, an inciting, to incite is to stir the pot, to shake up. So one question that if you asked it in a group, would challenge assumptions, would make everyone go, ah, what? I can't believe they asked that. Let me give an example. Ben Parsons, who's the founder of Infinite Monkey Urban Winery. So he has the first winery where they make the wine in the city in Denver and in single serve cans. His inciting question was, wait a minute, why does wine have to be made on vineyards out in the middle of nowhere and in these big glass bottles? Now you can imagine when he asked that question a couple of years ago, the wine industry went, wait, what? That's because that's the way it is. So to me, an inciting question is so powerful when we have those assumptions, those industry standards, those way of doing things that's just quote unquote obvious. Ask an inciting question and it'll stir up the innovation. So innovation, that ability to innovate, think differently, that ability to adapt, to pivot, to navigate change, one inciting question. Okay, the next one is resilience. And resilience is the capacity to recover quickly and deal with tough challenges and mentally handle and learn from your failures. Resilience is really your ability to lean into tough situations and then bounce back. The reality in all of our worlds is that we have moments where we need to be resilient that are small and that are huge. I think 2020 really challenged a lot of us with big ways that we needed to find that resilience inside of us. And it really is a soft skill that we can strengthen and sharpen. And what we want to do with resilience is become that person who has that soft skill that's able to not just bounce back quickly, but as I said, see those challenges as ability to get stronger, right? We lean into them. Maybe we don't welcome them. We don't always want it. But we know that we'll get through it. And we know when we get through it, we'll come out on the other side stronger. Resilience is so important. As you can imagine, I think a lot of us found more resilience than we realized we had in the last 18 months to 2 years. And that's, I've been so impressed with so many people in that way. We want to keep that dialed up. Resilience doesn't have to be when you're faced with a big, hairy challenge. It can be the small ones as well and will really benefit you. So the activity here to really dial up your resilience and sharpen it is I want you to find one micro friction and lean into it. One micro friction. So here's the thing with resilience. As I said, it's not just the big, it's the small, but we need practice. We need practice leaning into tough times, to challenges, to like leaning into that, to that headwind. So when we find those little micro frictions and we don't ignore them, walk away from them, shrug them off, deny them, and actually lean into them, we're really practicing resilience. So go have that conversation, that tough conversation with the boss that you've been avoiding or with a colleague that you've been avoiding. Go ask your spouse that question that you're kind of hesitant to hear the answer. Those little micro frictions add up in a big way. So remember, resilience is that ability to bounce back, to get through the tough times and know that you're going to be stronger on the other side. The activity, lean into a micro friction. In fact, as many as you possibly can. Okay, so the next one is communication. This is they're all important soft skills. And this is one that I think you and I can probably look at and go, okay, yeah, people who are great communicators tend to do better than people who aren't. So here's how I'm looking at it. It's people who are avoiding silos and finding meaningful ways to connect with those around them. So meaningful ways and taps the power of diversity of thinking around them. So not just about I'm a good orator, but I connect with people. When I think about communication, I think about connection. It's not just me speaking, but the relationship that we bring to each other. So here is your activity. I want you to find three people that you barely know who are on the periphery of your day-to-day, and I want you to ask them for advice or feedback. Now, here's why I want it to be people you don't know. It's very easy to go ask for advice and feedback from people you know. First of all, they know you know them really well, so they give you a little bit more slack in your communication style and your kind of conversational approach, your ability to collaborate. What we want to do is find people that you don't know well so that you can actually practice being really good at that communication, that two-way relationship, that meaningful part of it. Also, here's a little side note, by the way, talking to people who aren't in your day-to-day world will give you an infusion of fresh perspectives. So it's also going to dial up your innovation. So there's a little side benefit to it. Communication is essential. But again, this is not just about me speaking to you. It is about the meaningful connection that we make out of it. Finding people that aren't in your day-to-day world, that maybe are on the periphery of what you do, is a great way to practice this. So creating meaningful connection, and do that by getting feedback or advice from three people not on your radar on a regular basis who don't know you well. Okay, so that's the third one. The fourth one is leadership. And leadership is the confidence to lead yourself and others, the skills to make an impact, influence others, and be a confident leader, regardless of your experience. So this isn't about title. This isn't about years. This part of leadership, this soft skill, is really about the confidence to step up and actually lead where you feel appropriate. Oftentimes, what I see with people is they hold back on leadership because they don't think they have the ability. They don't think it's for them. They don't think they have permission to lead. Well, this is why confidence is in here. And this is about leadership as a soft skill, not as a title or a talent, because this is about having the confidence to step up and actually take that position. I can't tell you the number of times that I have been super impressed with someone on my team who's super junior, but has said, hey, I'm going to step up here and take leadership on this project. That's the type of leadership I'm talking about. It's not to say they're not afraid. It's not to say they're not concerned about the outcome. Of course they are, but they're willing to kind of work through that fear and step up and get into leadership. And by the way, every time you do that, your confidence grows and grows and grows, which leads me to my exercise. Let me get that word right for leadership, which is find one unexpected place, even small one, to step up and be in the leadership role. Maybe that's on a project. Maybe that's something that needs a leader, like another initiative, or maybe that's just a problem that needs to be solved that you see if you stepped up into it, you could actually solve it. We all have places in our work and life where we can step up and be a leader where we're not. Practice. And if you're concerned or like, you're like, hey, tomorrow I'm like low on this confidence and leadership side. I need to like baby steps. Great. Find a small thing like, make a decision about where you guys are going to hold the meeting and what exercises you're going to do, the agenda, or make a decision about what you and the family are going to have for dinner, like out of the gate. Practice in small ways. All those little things, again, add up. So leadership is about having the confidence to step up, and the activity is about finding those places to do so, big and small. All right, the next one, the fifth one, is decisiveness. This has become critical in the soft skills world, and that is the ability to make decisions at the speed the marketplace demands and not let procrastination, hesitation, or insecurity get in the way. So let me repeat that one part because I think it's so important. It's this ability to make decisions at the speed of the marketplace. So here's what's happening a lot is the marketplace is moving faster than people are willing to move. Your customers' expectations, competition, changes in technology, fill in the blank. So, you know, I don't have to tell you. So when we hold back, we miss it. In fact, then we become reactive and we're trying to catch up. We want to stay at pace with the world that we play in, whatever that pace is for you. I promise you, whatever world you're in, it has sped up in the last 5 years. So we got to make decisions on that level. On top of that, a lot of the research has shown that really successful people, one of the things they're brilliant at is making decisions and sticking to them. So that's what I want for you. I want you to really elevate that soft skill of decisiveness. It is so important that we move at the speed of the marketplace. So I'm going to borrow from one of someone that I love, who I think just has great, simple stuff that really works. And that's Mel Robbins. Maybe you follow her. She has that 5-4-3-2-1 countdown. And it shows that the brain like activates and gets moving in that. So what I want you to do is when you feel yourself being paralyzed, I want you to borrow Mel Robbins' exercise. And I'll put a link in the show notes to one of her webpages too. Her whole thing is you count down like a rocket ship and then you go. And then you make the decision and you take the action. So you go, so let's say you're having a hard time getting out of bed. I think she talks about that in some of her stories. 5-4-3-2-1, and you get out of bed. Let's say you're not sure if the answer to should you move the product launch to August versus September. 5-4-3-2-1, it's August. Okay, so I want you to practice that. It's really powerful. And it pushes you into decisiveness and pushes you into motion. So for decisiveness, again, this is that ability to make decisions, to take action at the rate of your marketplace, right? We got to move at the speed of the world that we're in now. And that can be a little bit dizzying, but that is a soft skill that is essential to success. And the activity I want you to do is Mel Robbins, counting backwards like a rocket ship and taking action. Okay, we're on to the last one, which is openness. Openness is, and I think actually this one's become more important than before. Like if I looked 3 years ago, I guarantee you the results would have been different. The skills to openly listen to others, consider new ideas, and not shut down innovation. This is about active listening and being open to other people having other ways of doing things. So as we gain experience, we also get more closed off. Research has shown that like as we go up in kind of expertise or years, we also are more closed off to other people's ideas. Or the more we think we're right, right, the less we think other people are right. That ability to be open to other people's thinking, to tapping that power of diversity of thinking, all of that requires that active listening and that open mind. We can't innovate if we're not open to new ways of thinking. We can't collaborate if we're not open to other people's perspectives. So openness has become an essential soft skill in today's marketplace. So we all have this thing in our brain called the reticular activating system, the RAS. I like to think of the RAS as a brick wall. The job of the brick wall is to keep out anything that doesn't confirm and validate what we already believe and let in those things that do confirm and validate what we believe. So as you can imagine, what that means is it confirms and validates what we already think to be right and cuts out things that don't. So active listening and seeking other people's advice opens up that brick wall, that RAS, to let in new ideas. So know that your brain is working against you a little bit in that way, but it's very easy to overcome with active listening and asking questions like, well, let's play devil's advocate. How would you do this differently? Or from your perspective, what do you see? Doing those kind of things open us up. It's like we're removing a brick at a time in that wall. So openness is key. Now here's the exercise that I want you to do. This one is particularly hard for me, by the way, of all of them. I think this is the hardest. And that is, I want you to not talk for 30 more seconds after asking a question. So if I said to you, hey Gail, What do you think about this new initiative we're rolling out in first quarter of 2022? Then you gave me your five. You said, well, tomorrow I think it's really good, but I think we have to be cautious of this, but these markets might like it, right? Or I'm really excited about it. Normally at that point I would jump in and go, okay, Gail, thanks. So I'm thinking blah, 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 blah. Here's, I want you to just say nothing. Here's the interesting part. And I learned this in my years of doing market research. So I used to, for like Fortune 500 companies, basically General Mills, Procter & Gamble, like all those guys, a lot of anything that you've seen in Target, I probably worked on in some way or another. So in market research, I'd go in and I ask people questions, whether that was in a focus group with like six or eight people, which I'm not a fan of, but that's another conversation, thanks to groupthink, or in ethnographies where we'd actually go into people's home. And what I found is if I asked a question, they answered, and then instead of asking another question or digging in, if I just didn't say anything, they'd fill the air with more depth. So when you stop talking and just shut up, as humans, we want to fill the air. So the next time you ask somebody a question or present something to someone, don't be afraid of the silence. Sit in it for a couple more seconds. You'll be amazed. Now, here's a little trick I learned so that the silence isn't so awkward, because you and I were just sitting here staring at each other. It would be super awkward. I take notes. So while you're talking, I'm jotting a few things down. I might even say, let me just take some notes on that. And then just start taking notes and stop talking. People will fill the air. But that will allow you to be open to more thinking and more perspectives. That will help you hone those active listening skills versus waiting to speak or jumping in 30 seconds. Like I said, this is the hardest one for me because I'm a talker. But wow, it is incredible what I learn, the perspectives I gain, and the bricks that have come out of my brick wall, my RAS, when I actually don't speak. Okay, so openness is that ability to actively listen. It is that ability to be open to new ideas and to not shut down different perspectives and different ideas. And the exercise is to be quiet for a little bit longer, 30 more seconds. Okay, so those are the soft skills to success. So innovation, resilience, communication, leadership, decisiveness, and openness. Let me ask you a question. Just percolate on this for a little bit. When you hear those six, how do you rank on those? I got a few questions for you, actually. How do you rank on those? Are there some that are easier for you? Maybe some that are harder, some that you're really strong in, some that maybe need some work? And the other question I have for you is, do you see how they all work together? When I say innovation and resilience and decisiveness and openness and communication and leadership, do you see how those soft skills come together to create incredible talent in you? So far beyond your technical skills. I'm sure that we all have technical skills we need to do our jobs. As I've said, they can become irrelevant overnight. And on top of that, I think technical skills, whatever that looks like in your world, is cost of entry. I'm not hiring you because you know how to run my CRM system or because you know how to be a project manager. I'm hiring you because of those soft skills you bring to the table. I expect that other stuff from you. That's a given. I need everything else too, the whole package. And that's what you have the ability to bring if you dial those up. All right, I have a PDF on our website. It'll be on the podcast website page that goes along with this. So if you want to kind of look at this a little more, think about it. If you want to present this to your team, say, hey, these are what we need to work on. I'd love to give that to you as a little bit of a bonus for listening. All right, everybody. Soft skills of oh my gosh, let me try that again. It's like a Dr. Seuss rhyme. The soft skills of success. Tamara out.